College senior Holly never expected to find herself sobbing in her grandmother's kitchen after a painful breakup. Her boyfriend Will's cruel parting words that she lives in fantasy worlds and lacks real friends cut deep because they contain a kernel of truth. As the eldest daughter in her blended family, Holly has spent her life being everyone's caretaker, organizing family vacations, helping her stepsister academically, and prioritizing others' needs over her own. This pattern extended to her relationship with Will, where she molded herself to fit his expectations while neglecting her own desires. The breakup becomes her unexpected catalyst for change, a chance to discover who she really is when she's not busy taking care of everyone else. With a new job at the Enchanted Bookstore, a haircut that symbolizes her fresh start, and her first ever college party on the horizon, Holly is finally ready to step out of the shadows and into her own story. Henry Turner seems to embody the hot jock stereotype, hockey team captain with a reputation with women. Yet beneath this carefully constructed facade lies someone far more complex. Henry processes the world differently, struggling with sensory overload in crowded spaces and finding it difficult to focus on material he considers irrelevant. His artistic talent, painting works so exceptional they're displayed in professional galleries, reveals a sensitivity at odds with his public persona. As team captain, he feels the weight of leadership as a burden rather than an honor, meticulously developing systems to manage his responsibilities while hiding his struggles. When he notices Hallie in his art history class, he's drawn to her quiet intensity and genuine nature. Despite his reputation, Henry approaches relationships with remarkable emotional intelligence, noticing when Hallie's overwhelmed, creating systems to help her manage responsibilities, and respecting her boundaries regarding physical intimacy. His question to her, "What do you need?" represents something no one has ever asked her before. After her breakup, Hallie painfully realizes she has no friends of her own. She's been too focused on being useful to others. Her journey to community begins at her new job, where she meets Cammie, who introduces her to roommates Ava, Kaya, and Poppy. For the first time, Hallie experiences genuine female friendship, getting ready for parties together, sharing secrets, and being valued simply for who she is. Meanwhile, Henry's circle provides another model of support. His roommates and teammates demonstrate healthy male friendships based on care rather than competition. When Henry struggles academically, they organize study sessions. When he withdraws during a mental health crisis, they show up without trying to fix everything. The power of these friendships becomes evident when Hallie breaks down after Henry withdraws. Her new friends arrive with wine and food to check on her. Learning about her writing competition deadline, they rally to help finish her book, showing Hallie what true friendship looks like: people who notice, care, and show up when needed most. When Henry and Hallie begin their arrangement, he'll take her on dates for writing material while she helps with his studies. They create a rulebook with promises to be honest about time constraints and respect each other's priorities. This explicit discussion of boundaries distinguishes their relationship from the start. Henry shows remarkable emotional intelligence by expressing his needs clearly. At a noisy bar, he doesn't hide his discomfort. Hallie immediately notices, covers his ears, and suggests leaving. When she asks why he didn't stay over one night, he explains needing alone time when overwhelmed, a vulnerability that strengthens their connection. Hallie's journey with communication is more challenging. Having spent her life accommodating others, she struggles to express her own needs. Her confrontation with her mother at the hockey arena marks a breakthrough, finally voicing years of frustration about being the family manager. Their story shows that expressing needs isn't selfish, and boundaries aren't rejections. They're the foundation of genuine intimacy. Imagine a relationship where partners actively encourage each other's growth rather than competing for attention. Will breaks up with Hallie because she won't have sex with him, treating her boundaries as obstacles. Henry, however, reassures her that intimacy isn't about exchanging favors. When Hallie confesses her inexperience and desires, Henry listens attentively and models enthusiastic consent and respect by dismissing her fears about losing him if things don't work out. Their relationship redefines romance through small acts of care. Henry notices details others miss, correctly guessing her favorite flower from a dress pattern and being the first to ever buy her flowers. He helps manage her overwhelming responsibilities by enlisting friends for various tasks. Most significantly, they encourage each other's passions rather than viewing them as competition. Henry creates space for Hallie's writing. Hallie helps with his academic struggles without making him feel inadequate. Their relationship transforms from a transactional arrangement to a partnership where both pursue dreams while supporting each other's growth. We often hide our quirks and challenges, fearing rejection. Henry and Hallie each struggle with self-acceptance. Henry's neurodivergence makes him feel like an outsider. He's developed meticulous coping mechanisms, emergency bathroom supplies categorized by guest preferences, color-coded study systems, precise social schedules, yet still feels fundamentally different. His perfectionism extends to his art, which he systematically destroys despite his talent. Hallie compulsively people-pleases and can't prioritize her own needs, believing her value comes from being useful to others. Their relationship becomes a path to self-acceptance. Henry helps Hallie see she deserves support by methodically addressing her concerns when she breaks down, creating task spreadsheets, enlisting friends, implementing support systems. This teaches her that asking for help doesn't make her a burden. Meanwhile, Hallie helps Henry embrace his neurodivergence through systems that work with his brain, innovative highlighting for reading, understanding his need for recharge periods, and creating a studio with adjustable lighting and sound dampening. By the novel's end, both accept themselves not by becoming perfect, but by embracing their imperfections and finding someone who loves them as they are. Have you ever experienced the profound relief of being fully understood without explanation? Before meeting Henry, Hallie exists primarily as a supporting character in other stories: the responsible daughter, helpful sister, accommodating girlfriend. Henry's attention to details others miss, her favorite flower, her exhaustion, her passion for writing, makes her visible in unprecedented ways. Similarly, Henry has spent his life adapting to neurotypical expectations, hiding his differences. Hallie's intuitive understanding of his sensory issues and creation of accommodating systems allows him to be authentically himself without shame. This mutual recognition creates a relationship fundamentally different from their past experiences. Unlike Will, who wanted Hallie to change, Henry appreciates her exactly as she is. Unlike Henry's teammates, who see only his hockey skills, Hallie values his artistic talent and emotional intelligence. Their recognition extends beyond romance to self-perception. Being seen by Henry helps Hallie recognize her worth independent of serving others. Being accepted by Hallie helps Henry embrace his neurodivergence as simply a different way of experiencing the world. Their story reminds us of the life-changing power of finding someone who sees us clearly and loves us completely.